How do you get people to remember you? What happens after you leave the room when you've finished making an amazing pitch to a client? Or if you're going to send something out, are you just sending a holiday card at one time of the year and hoping that people get some glimmer of goodwill from that? Well, my guest today is going to help us become more memorable, is going to help us promote what we're doing, and is going to help us with some creative ways to market our business. Please join me in welcoming Matt Deutschman to the Inside BS Show. Matt, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Dave. Good to be here.
You are the owner of Double Take Promotional Marketing. Tell everybody what you do and talk to us about how you got into what you're doing in the first place.
Sure. So company is Double Take Promotional Marketing. We do custom imprinted promotional products and branded merchandise. So that's a fancy way of saying that we put logos on anything. We do, you know, all the types of promotional products you can name. A significant portion of our business is apparel. So whether that's hats, jackets, t-shirts, polo shirts, all kinds of wearable items. And then we do lots of other stuff too, like the coffee mugs and pens and other things that you might think of in that realm. But I really enjoy custom products and some of the more unique things that you wouldn't always think of. So that's what kind of gets us going.
So what's the coolest thing that you've seen in your business, like say in the last 6 months to a year?
Sure. Yeah, I get that question a lot. So first off, I'll say that we as a company are product agnostic. I don't take, you know, hey, this is a cool idea, I'm going to try to, you know, force my clients into this. We take a step back and try to understand our clients really well so that we can take all the millions of products at our disposal and find whatever is going to be the best fit for our clients' need at the moment. But in terms of hot products and just like really new and innovative ideas, what always tends to lead the charge are apparel trends and tech products. So with apparel, the in the old days of the industry, you would see your t-shirt that's in the shape of a T, that's this boxy thing that is like scratchy like sandpaper and nobody wants to wear it. Those days are gone. The apparel trends in our industry really follow retail. So we've got a lot of great fashion forward ideas now and a lot of retail brands. So that kind of always leads the charge. And then the other category would be tech products. So something that's that kind of weaves together tech and also environmental consciousness is we've been seeing a lot of reusable notebooks. Rocketbook is a brand that we have access to that you take your notebook and you write your notes in it and then it automatically uploads that to an app, so you can then reuse that page in the notebook. And there's different types of pages. There's graph paper, there's lined paper, blank, there's different, you know, to-do lists and things like that. But it's a really cool way of just, you know, repurposing and kind of refreshing an old tried and true product and bringing it to the modern
era. Really neat. So it's basically an electronic notebook that people write in, and I guess you can put somebody's logo on it and promote their business. Oh, that's awesome. That's really neat. You know, for a little while we did with my business, I would do videos, and there was no YouTube. There was no way. Well, there was YouTube, but it was, if I was to do like an hour long video, there really was no good way to upload it somewhere where people could watch it. So we would do logoed USB drives, and we would send them out to clients or send them out as promotional products. And it worked really well. People really loved them. People still love USB drives, I would imagine, right? You still doing those or no?
Not as much anymore. I mean, just, you know, so much data is on the cloud now, and a lot of financial services companies and just a lot of companies that are heavily regulated. It's a cybersecurity risk to use USB drives because you don't know what's on there. But we used to do a ton of them, especially for our higher ed clients. Lots of colleges and universities, they would give out their application materials or their financial aid materials via USB drives, and then students would use them, you know, to transfer data for assignments and whatnot. Not so much in the last couple of years, just because the cloud is so ubiquitous now. But USB drives have definitely, you know, historically they've been a great, very useful product.
And you know, for all the marketing gurus out there who say, oh, you know, promotional products, that stuff is expensive and it never works. I mean, look, if I didn't have my mug here to drink my water out of, I'd be drinking water out of a regular cup and you wouldn't be able to see at least part of my name and logo on it. So, you know,
I love
it. This is the thing. So if you're in a law firm and your law firm has meetings and there's coffee in those meetings, you can, I guess, serve your coffee in a plain white cup, or you can put a logo on a cup. Matt can do that for you, and you can have a, you know, 24 coffee cups in your office with your logo on it, so that when people come, it looks like a real business and it looks like you know what you're doing and you took the time to brand the stuff that you're offering. And Matt, I'm going to tell you a quick story, and then I want to swap stories with you. I'm going to tell you a quick success story about promotional products.
Sure.
And then I want to hear, I'm sure you can one up me with an even better promotional products story. So I started working with a personal injury and workers' comp attorney back when I first started doing this, when I first started my business. And, you know, that person said, listen, I don't know what the best way to keep my name in front of people is. And we talked about, he was doing an email newsletter already. He was doing a physical print newsletter. All that was good. And it was working for him. But one of the things we came up with was, he said, listen, we get every year the recycling calendar from, this is in Miami-Dade County, Florida. He's like, we put it on our refrigerator and we use that as a calendar basically so that we know, all right, you know, Johnny has a game on the 15th, what day of the week is that? So I know who's going to take him. He said, we use that calendar as a regular calendar. He said, what if I do a calendar with my logo on it? And I said, I don't think people want to be reminded of like an injury they had. So why don't we do this? We can put your logo on it. And then at the bottom, put, you have a lawyer in the family, call us for any legal need. Cause this particular guy got a lot of referrals back from people that he referred business to. We did a refrigerator magnet calendar that was maybe, I'm putting my thumbs together for those of you listening at home, like I'm making a square with my fingers. It was like this big. And everybody that he sent it to, who I knew, if I ever went over their houses, some of them had it in their office kitchens, they had Barry's calendar on their refrigerators. And he got like 17 or 18, if I remember correctly, calls like within the first 6 months of sending this calendar out. And that was the thing for me that said, where that convinced me that, listen, there is absolutely a place for promotional products. Because for years I had heard all the marketing gurus say, oh, these things, you know, that you spend a lot of money and nobody ever, you know, they may wear it one time. They're not going to think about it. You know, Barry's calendar on your refrigerator, other people with the beer koozies. I know folks, we did beer koozies for another client and people kept them in their car. They would go tailgate at football games. Everybody would be drinking from this one guy's branded, you know, beer koozie. Matt, give us a story. Give us a really good success story about promotional products.
Sure. Well, I think what you hit on there is the overarching point is that any marketing tactic you use, and promotional products is a tactic, there has to be a strategy that you employ that tactic to. So if you're just giving out koozies willy-nilly with no, you know, with no concept of who your target market is and what the goal is with that campaign, your success is going to be a lot less. But like that example that you used, there's an event where everybody was now using that koozie of the one gentleman that was there. So it drove a lot of attention to that person. If that was the goal of that campaign, it clearly worked, right? The calendar magnet. We had a client that was a home inspection company that we did, it just made me think of it, that we did magnets that were actually write-on magnets. So they had his graphics, but then also spots for all of your like important phone numbers and things like that. And he would give it to new homeowners who'd recently, you know, moved to a new area. And it was like, you know, your pizza delivery, your Chinese food delivery, you know, whatever. So this was something that was, it was really successful just to keep his name top of mind. Cause again, a lot of people would, you know, would get referrals from, a prior customer of his. But a lot of the work that we do, especially now, either falls in the bucket of business development or HR. So for HR, we do a lot of employee engagement and retention and recruiting and onboarding programs. And then for client, for business development, we do a lot of client appreciation and referral generation type of projects. So we had a really successful one. We've had an ongoing project for an accounting firm over the last several years, where every holiday season, some of their managing partners team together and do a gift for some of their top clients and top referral sources. And a few years back, the gift, I remember, was like a cigar-themed gift package. So it was a couple cigars packed in a humidor that had their company logo on it. And also inside there was a cigar cutter and a butane lighter and a really nice card from the managing partners just thanking them for their loyalty and for their business. And our client shared with us an email that they received from one of their recipients saying that in all their years in business, receiving gifts from vendors and from strategic partners and whatnot, this was the best gift they've ever received from anyone. So, I mean, that's a huge success story for us because, you know, we live and breathe and live and die by the success of our clients. So it's really awesome to hear that kind of feedback on projects that we do for our clients.
And I challenge anybody to go into an office and not find somebody else's branded mug in the cabinets, or even look around your house and in your kitchen, you have somebody's branded mug in your cabinets. I know when I did these mugs, I did like 5 of them as a goof. And I put them out on the table when I had a couple of friends over, and everybody who sees them is like, wow, where can I get one of those? Can I buy one of those? You want to buy a mug with my name on it? So for me, I'm thinking to myself, man, there's value in that. And I also think that the apparel has a lot of legs as well. Because if somebody's got, like, if you do a fleece and it's a logoed fleece and that fleece is comfortable, people are going to be wearing your logo everywhere because it's, you know, when people find something, I know I'm this way, when I find a sweatshirt I really like, I'm going to wear it over and over and over again. Is that like you mentioned apparel at the beginning, is that one of the best selling things you have going is apparel? It must be for employee appreciation and stuff, right?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And I mean, you just hit the nail on the head saying if it's comfortable, right? Like if it's use, and that's sort of the concept of any promotional product, if it's useful, if it makes sense to the recipient, right? So, and that's where we come in, is to really understand the target market of our client, so that whatever promotional product they're using, is going to be something that's useful to that intended audience. So yeah, for apparel, that's why I think the retail fashion brands are really driving that product category. And I'm excited for that fact that, you know, I've been in this industry I'm a fourth generation of my family in the industry, but I personally have been in this business for upwards of 12 years now. So I've seen the industry come a long way, especially with regard to apparel trends, where now I'm so confident in my ability to, to help my clients with really good stuff, as it relates to apparel, because it's the stuff that they'd be buying and wearing anyway. So there doesn't have to be any trepidation around like, all right, is this going to be just like some cheesy fleece that nobody wants to wear? Like, no, it's really, you know, it's modeled after the latest fashion trends, if not the exact, you know, same thing as a fashion brand that you buy at the store.
Is one of the best things for people to do is it to find like something they like? Like, let's say they find a dry fit shirt at a store. Is it best for them to pack it up, send it to you and say, find me something like this? Or is it just enough for them to give you the SKU and you'll look it up yourself? Like, what's the best way for somebody to say, like if we were doing a golf outing, right? And we wanted to give everybody golf shirts from, you know, as a promotional product, either to wear the day of the golf outing or to take home with them. And I found a really comfortable golf shirt. Would I pack it up and send it to you or just tell you what brand it is? What's the best way to do that?
So first off, you get the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, right? So that's the concept of I really like this shirt, so I'm going to give this shirt to everyone else I know. But then the platinum rule is do unto others as they would have done to them. So rather than just thinking, like the first step is that golden rule, thinking, okay, what would other people like? Well, I like this, so they must like it. But we try to really get deep with our clients to understand what their recipients would like. If that's the same thing that they would like, even better, but just in case it's not, we go through that exercise, right? So we really start from a place of overall marketing concept, strategy, understanding the target market, the project at hand. Then we get into the product realm. Once we're in that product realm, yes, if a client of ours says, we've got this jacket, we love it, we want to replicate these for our company, sure, they could send it to us, we could try to match it, or we could find something retail that is the same match. But I mean, that's kind of, it's our job, quite frankly. We live in this, we do this day in and day out, we're immersed in all the products that we have at our disposal. So rather than our clients spending the time doing the research on products, we're happy to proactively put together options for our clients instead. So, if we land on, hey, it's a golf outing, we really want to give out a golf shirt, we can come to our client with a slate of golf shirt options that we know are going to hit the nail on the head for their target.
Okay.
Market.
Now you said you kind of grew up in this business. What innovations have you made? What things have you done to really make the business different since you've taken over? What is the, what is the big innovation that you're, what is the innovation that you're most proud of?
That's a good question. Yeah. I mean, so my, like I said, I'm fourth generation of my family in this industry. My family was on the manufacturing side. I'm the first to my dad would call it, I jumped the fence to the dark side, to be a distributor in the industry. So if my dad and I were in business at the same time, I would have been his customer, which would have been an interesting dynamic. But in terms of innovations that we've made, it's nothing that I've like innovated on something that my family had done previously. But your typical promotional products distributor or typical promotional products project, consists of locating an item and delivering it to a client, right? Producing it in bulk and delivering it to a client. We've made some innovations on that whole model in that we've put together a recurring gift program for our clients. Many of our clients we've seen, they come to us around the holidays because that's a really good time to show appreciation to clients, to referral sources, to strategic partners, and so on. So they'll send out gifts around that time. I don't want to knock the holidays, because if you're going to do it any time, the main point is to do it, right? To send gifts to people, because that's how you do stay top of mind with people. But other times throughout the year could arguably be more effective than even holiday season, because you stand out a little bit more against the crowd. There's not other people sending gifts at that time. So we've developed a quarterly gift program that's a subscription model. Clients of ours can become subscribers, and then once a quarter we'll come to them with their slate of options. They choose what option they want sent out. We already have their list of recipients, and then we do all the work. We make it all happen. We do all the packaging and fulfillment and kitting and shipping, and then we just send our client tracking numbers, and they can sit back and collect thank yous. So that's kind of an innovation.
I love that. That's awesome. We do a card of the month program. We invent a holiday every month. So, March is St. Patrick's Day. We wish you the luck of the Irish. April is like April showers, wishing you showers of money, showers of happiness. May is, we always highlight Memorial Day, thank those who have served, just like we're thanking you for being our client, being our customer. June, we do first day of summer, or sometimes we'll highlight Flag Day here in the U.S. July, declare your independence, so on and so forth. But I love the idea of creating a gift program. What are some of the things that you've used over the years to gift to clients, which are, I would imagine these are high value clients, so people can spend a little bit of money, but what are some of the cool things that you've given to your clients to send to their clients?
Things that our clients have
yes.
purchased from us to give to their clients. Yeah. I mean, it's, the past couple of years in particular with, with the the pandemic, the theme has largely been like, what can we do while we're at home, right? So we've kind of been on with this coziness theme. We've done a lot of branded blankets, like really nice throw blankets, where a logo can be just embroidered subtly in the corner. We've done like combos of fuzzy socks and fuzzy slippers. We've done a lot of like hot chocolate. I don't know if you've seen hot chocolate bombs, like, so we've done packages like that, that we've had our clients send out, and those have all made a really good impact over the last couple of years. We've, in the past, we've also done, you know, kind of going along with that cigar project, we've done a lot of like wine themed gifts and alcohol related gifts. A lot of our clients, you know, like to gift a bottle of wine with branded wine glasses or coasters or wine openers, a tote for BYOB. So we've had a lot of success with those types of
gifts over the years. No, that's fantastic. I think that's great. What about employee incentive gifts or employee, engagement gifts? What are some great ideas for people with those type of gifts? So let's take a law firm. You know, what are some gifts you would give to the staff, like the paralegals and the legal assistants, and then some gifts that you would give to the lawyers? But before you answer that, Matt, I'll give you a second to think about some of your favorites. I need to remind people that our show today is brought to you by Sandrowski Corporate Advisors. For over 35 years, Sandrowski Corporate Advisors has provided expert client service to people all over the United States. They have offices in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and Chicago, Illinois, but they work with clients everywhere in the U.S. They focus on tax planning, consulting. They advise family offices. They can do anything related to business valuation, litigation support, forensic accounting, and risk management. If you need a CPA firm that can take your business to the next level, Sandrowski Corporate Advisors are the people for you to call. One area I want to highlight for you today related to Sandrowski Corporate Advisors is their work with family offices. So I want you to think about high net worth individuals for a moment. You know, there is so much in the media about all of these rich people and how the rich always seem to be okay regardless of the economy. Well, the reason that the rich are okay regardless of the economy is because they have people like Sandrowski in their corner. See, Sandrowski Corporate Advisors wrote the book on family offices. Now, for those of you who don't know what family offices is, there are some people who are affluent and they form a separate company to manage their wealth. If you think you qualify to have a family office, or if you're running a family office right now and you need help with tax mitigation, with the setup and the structure of family offices, Sandrowski literally wrote the book on this. So I want you to reach out to them. Call 866-717-1607, 866-717-1607. Listen, you don't have to make $50 million or $100 million a year. You don't have to have a net worth of $100 million or $500 million a year. Even if a family office isn't the right option for you, Sandrowski Corporate Advisors can help you structure your portfolio in a way that will allow you to legally pay as little in taxes as possible. 866-717-1607. We're also brought to you by My Revenue Roadmap Guide. If you're a professional and you want to build your book of business, I want you to go to this website, revenueroadmapguide.com. That's a marketing plan that you can just download and customize. It is so simple. It's simpler than falling out of a boat and hitting water. I have created this plan specifically for professional service providers. Download the Revenue Roadmap Guide at revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your contact info. It's my gift to you because I appreciate you watching. I appreciate you listening. All right, Matt. So let's hear it. What's the best thing that you've seen for employee engagement or to connect with employees?
Sure. There's two different things I want to highlight because it kind of can fall in two different categories. We do a lot with employee engagement and employee retention and culture building. And there's two different categories that a gift of that nature can fall in. One is the practical. So if it's something that's, for employees to be able to use while they're at work or improve their productivity at work. So we've done gifts like Zoom kits. So a lot of people are on these like Zoom meetings all day long. So we'll do branded ring lights and microphones. And we've even done green screens that have like a clip. They can clip on the back of a chair and then they fold out and then they can fold back down nice and compact so that employees can just be more well presented on
Zoom. What a great Zoom idea. Meetings. That's awesome.
So we've done some things like that. Even like the Rocket Book that we talked about earlier, the, you know, digital notebook. Those are all things that are like a cool gift that people would appreciate receiving, but are also aimed at helping them in their day-to-day work. Then on the other side, it's more of like the leisure. And so that's where we get into a lot of apparel. We do a lot of apparel with employee gifts. And the key is that you don't want, there's two keys. Number one, you don't want the logo to be so in your face that it becomes this, you know, like we all love the like if it's my company, of course, I'm going to walk around with my logo like a walking billboard, but I can't expect my employees to want to do the same. The second thing that I always say is that foundationally, you already have to build the culture where people are going to want to represent the brand. So no one's going to wear a jacket with the logo of the company they work with if they don't like working there, right? So so there are things that we can do to help with culture building, but also the foundation has to be there to then have those promotional products be useful as a grassroots marketing initiative. So apparel is really good on that that like leisure side of things. And so is travel. That's a big theme that we're trying to tap into now. Now that things are starting to open up, people are starting to travel more and feel a little bit more free about what they're doing. I think promotional items that relate to travel, whether it's a travel bag or a backpack or, you know, just our universal USB, or rather universal electrical adapter for different countries. I mean, those things are always cool. Fun promotional items to receive that that are more leisure based than something that
people
use. Yeah,
the three things that I use all the time that I think about the person or the company who gave them to me when I use them. I mean, we already talked about mugs. I got like 60 different brands of mugs, and you know, I drink my coffee out of a different one every morning. And I, you know, law firms, CPA firms, people that I, you know, that have, you know, I've come to a meeting in their office and I say, oh, this is a cool mug, and the next thing I know, I'm getting the mug in the mail, right? The second thing is pens. So like, I'm not talking about like cheap, like I'm holding up a cheap ballpoint pen now. No, I'm talking about like if you give out with a very little logo on it, a really heavy, nice looking pen, and Matt will tell you they're not really that expensive. People, I've had people say to me, hey, Dave, you know, I got this pen from you. I haven't given out pens, Matt, in like 10 years. But I used to, like, we would spend like $6 a piece on these pens, and they look really classy. And when I would give them to people, they would call me and they would be like, where can I buy a box of these? Because these are really great pens. And the secret that I tell them is I found out about them because I went to like an open house at a condo building when I first moved to Miami. And I found that pen there and I sent them to somebody else. And I said, make me a bunch of these because I really love them. So pens are the second one. And, you know, the third thing that I think is a true home run. And I can't take credit for this. I have to give credit to my wife. Is when we do a conference or a meeting for my company, and you know, truth be told, we haven't had one in a couple of years, but we're going to go back to that again. Hopefully this summer, we'll do like the little 5x8 notebooks, but with a very, very small logo on the bottom corner. And I knew these were great when two times when I realized the brilliance of this. First, when you know people would go to lunch and other people would steal the notebooks, I'm like, that's a good product. If people are ripping off other people's notebooks, you know you're onto something. And then when I would have a follow-up meeting with those people and they were using the same notebook that had the logo on it, I was like, now we're onto something. If people, you know, people are keeping it and they're actually still using it, that's definitely a sign of a good product. Those are three products that I think they should be like staples. If you're doing any meeting in your office, you got to have a mug, a pen, and a you know, a little notebook. Or like, I'm not a big fan of pads. I like the little notebook with the logo. And you can tell, like, I'm a promotional products wonk. I've given this probably far too much thought. What are your thoughts on that, Matt? What are some staples that people should have?
Yeah, I mean, those are, you know, and that's why I kind of led off with, like, you know, those are some of the just tried and true standard products that everybody thinks of when I tell people what I do. Those aren't, like, do I wake up in the morning, like, really excited to sell pens? No, but, you know, but there's a reason why pens are the number one promotional product category in our industry. It's because there is a very significant place for them. They're universally useful and they work. If the marketing term is the, you know, CPM, cost per mil, which is like cost per, it's a way of calculating the cost per view of the product. And when you have a pen that someone's going to use, you know, 40 times a day, and it's going to sit on their desk, and if they're in an office, you know, 9 other people are going to be in the vicinity to see it. And, you know, how much money are you actually spending per view for that $6 pen? There's thousands of views of that pen. So there are definitely, there's a reason why run-of-the-mill, non-sexy products like that are the staples, because they truly do work. They have value. So your pen, your notebook, your drinkware, those are your staples for any office setup, I'd say. Pepper in a little tech product there too, though. You know, maybe a phone stand.
Oh, phone stands are great. Everybody uses the phone stands, you know, and your universal adapter. I love the universal adapter too. Because they're going to keep it.
Yeah, or a wireless Bluetooth charger.
They're totally going to keep it. The wireless Bluetooth charger, I think, is good. I think it's good. My experience has been there, you know, technology, they're kind of hit or miss depending on your phone or whatever. But the stand, I think, is money in the bank. I've seen.
I've got here. I'll show you. In case anyone's watching this on video, I've got one that's kills two birds with one stone. This sits on my desk. It's got my logo on it. It's a stand. Sweet. And it's also got the charger built in. So,
all right. So, Matt, let's talk about best ways for people to reach out to you. I love the referral. I love the referral reward program, or that's what I would call like the monthly recurring or the quarterly recurring pro. I think that's genius. I think people need to consider doing that, even if you only do it for your high value clients. I think that is a super way to go. What's the best way for people to reach out to you, for people to connect with you if they want to sit down with you and talk about strategy for doing a campaign like this?
Sure. Our website is doubletakepromotionalmarketing.com, all spelled out. My email is matt@doubletakepromotionalmarketing.com. I'm on LinkedIn, Matt Deutschman. Post every now and then. And I think you've got the phone number also, 847-324-9020.
All right, so I will put all that down in the show notes. Matt, I want you to think now about 3 things to take away from our conversation today. 3 things that you want people to remember, and we're going to go through those 3 ways in just one sec. Remember, folks, those of you who are listening, those of you who are watching, our show is brought to you by Sandrowski Corporate Advisors. You need help with tax, you need help with forensic accounting, you need help with litigation support. Sandrowski Corporate Advisors, they're the people to call. 866-717-1607, 866-717-1607. Revenue Roadmap Guide is my free marketing plan for you. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, enter your contact info, download yours today. Okay, Matt, the 3 things you want people to remember about whatever we talked about today. What are the 3 things you want them to take away?
Well, number one is strategy over tactic, right? Promotional products is a marketing tactic, but it will not work as effectively as it could unless there's a strategy employed first. So that's what we do. We tap into our clients' marketing strategy to then determine the best way to deploy our tactic. So strategy before tactic, that's number one. Number two, I would say target market. Understand the target market. Not every product or every type of promotional products project is suitable for every market. So we have to understand our clients' target market to then find the best way to reach them and the most effective products to reach them. So that's number two. Number three, I'd say have fun with it. It's promotional products. This is fun. This is fun stuff. It's the cool, you know, gadgets and stuff like that go along with marketing. It's not, you know, we don't have to get too in the weeds of, the metrics and things like that. There are definitely metrics of how to track it and make sure that it's effective. But you know, don't be afraid to try something fun and really show your personality, because that's what people want. They want your authentic, genuine personality. So have fun with the marketing that you do.
I love it. I love it. And I would just add one more to that. And the one more I would add is, think about your clients. I mean, this is you hit me in the head with this, and I wrote it down, and I'm going to remember it after this interview is over. What do your clients want, right? Just because I like this fleece, that doesn't mean Matt's going to like the fleece. So send somebody out to either survey your clients or be really observant about what your clients are using, wearing, or, you know, engaging with, and then bring that information to Matt, and he can craft a campaign around that. That's, for me, that was money in the bank, because I would have said, oh, I love this fleece, but what if people don't like fleeces? That's golden. Matt, thank you so much. Matt Deutschman has been my guest. You can reach him at 847-324-9020, 847-324-9020. Double Take Promotional Marketing is the name of the company. Matt is available for you. I put all his contact info down in the show notes. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's a pleasure.
All right, folks, that'll do it for another edition of the Inside BS Show. We'll see you right back here again tomorrow. Until then, here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life.